The gift of free transit this summer has turned me, for the first time in my life, into a bus commuter. Several times a week I catch a ride to work in the village instead of the long walk or other, more carbon-intensive, alternatives. I've appreciated the extra time in my day and the freedom of movement, without which I would never have feasibly squeezed in so many post-shift beers at my favorite function taproom. Yet, all the same, I'm still on the fence as to whether I'll cough up the not inconsiderable cash for a monthly pass when the free rides end next month. The resort municipality of Whistler has much to learn from this unplanned experiment, and I for one would love to see the results. How has free transit affected ridership? Anecdotally, I can attest that the system is hardly strained and that I've always been able to find a seat. Mayor Jack Crompton's refusal to contemplate an extension of free buses, even just for residents, seems hard to justify, and while I'd appreciate more frequent service, I would still rather wait and take a fuller bus gratis than pay for an empty one leaving 15 minutes earlier. I agree with Peak editor Braden Dupuis that this is a deceptively simple proposition. Peak, August 18. Should Whistler make transit free forever? But free transit is not just something we deserve, but something we need and, moving into election season, something we should demand. Brandon Green, Whistler.